Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson, about 9 minutes away from the top of the hour. We're bringing our friend Julia Fulton. She's the Communications Director for South Dakota Corn. Julia, how are you doing today?
Hi, I am good. It is sunny here in Sioux Falls, but that wind is bitter cold.
So did you get any of this snow or blizzard conditions? Because we're still feeling up here. It sucks. I mean, there's just no way to get around it. So did you get any of that?
No, it's pretty windy. There's a few flakes kind of flying around in the air, but nothing that I would say blizzard at all. Okay. Our grass isn't even covered.
Oh, my gosh. Now I'm jealous. Well, I have to apologize, too. I was supposed to give you kind of a little pre-call just to make sure you're good to go. And we were talking and commiserating about moving snow and the blizzard up here. And then I was like, it's time for you to be on. It's like, oh, crap, I forgot to call Julia. But anyway, glad to have you here. And we have a big event coming up for South Dakota Corn. It is the 36th Annual South Dakota Corn Conference. And you got a lot of twos. Was that by design, January 22nd, 22? Is that?
I don't know. I think the date has been on the calendar. We book like these conferences like 5 years out because we're booked up through 2025 or six.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, they've been in the works for a while.
Well, this is going to be at the Sioux Falls. This happened last year, Julia, or did it fall victim of COVID-19?
Yeah, it actually fell victim last year to the pandemic as a virtual event. So we just did kind of the educational sessions throughout the day on a Zoom type platform. But then it also fell victim to COVID the year before as well. And a big blizzard that came through in January of 20 before COVID. And then the rescheduled date in March happened a week or so after, you know, everyone kind of had a little bit of a shutdown going on. So this is our first time kind of gathering back together since 2019. So it's going to be a big event.
I would imagine you and I were talking the other day, and you guys have put a lot of work into this. In fact, it's a shame that it's basically just a one-day event because you just have so many things going on. But first of all, maybe just give us the rundown, Julia. Who is this for? Obviously, people that are in the corn industry.
Yep. So I would say anyone who is interested in ag, anyone who's involved in ag, of course, farmers and ranchers, and then any type of agribusiness people as well. So the daytime sessions kind of cover a lot of different topics, anything from markets to weather, and then a whole section about electric versus ethanol.
That's very interesting. Now, pre-registration, is that required?
Yes, so we are asking everyone who would like to attend to pre-register by Friday the 14th, so just over a week away, just to help me with a little bit of the food count, and that daytime session that I've been talking about is completely free. So if you'd like to attend, just drop onto our website, and there's a little form you fill out, and then we'll just get you counted in for that lunch.
Well, absolutely, we want to push people to be members because South Dakota Corn and obviously North Dakota, Minnesota, the organizations do a heck of a lot to promote corn and get its growth and go to Washington, D.C. and trade groups and everything. You know, it's not much to be a part of the organization. And I know those folks can obviously get in. I think it's like a $60 cost for members. But for somebody that's on the fence right now and they're not a member, can they attend and can they sign up to be a member if they came?
Yeah, absolutely. So, like you said, to attend for the evening banquet portion, it is $60 for our members. And if you're not a member, you're still certainly welcome to attend. It will be $120 for non-members. And then I like to kind of encourage people to consider a membership instead, because if you'd like to attend next year, your cost is half. And then our price of membership for a three-year membership is $300. So it's really cost-effective when you spread it out over the years.
Okay, and you guys got, not to break away from the event, or at least the daytime stuff, but you've got quite a banquet figured out here. Obviously, food and drinks, but you've got some music and all sorts of other things going on, do you not?
Yeah, absolutely. So we don't just have fun during the day. We have fun for the whole day. So starting at 5:30, the doors will open for a social, and then it'll be nice. We'll have a chance to kind of visit with each other since we haven't been together in a while, and then we have a whole evening program. We're going to give out some awards. And then Paul Mobley, he is the photographer of the American Farmer, and he'll be giving a fantastic presentation. And our talent agent told us, you know, it's just like watching a movie, and everyone is engrossed in it the whole time. So we're really looking forward to that. And then it doesn't stop there. We also have a great band coming into town. They are the Surf City All-Stars, and they are a Beach Boys cover band.
Julia, for somebody that may be traveling a little bit, I would guess that it's recommended maybe to get a hotel. Is there blocks associated with what's going on, or is it just kind of you're on your own, or how does that work?
Yeah, we don't have a block specifically for our guests, but I would suggest definitely checking out the Sheraton. It's attached to the convention center, so that would be the easiest place to stay. You wouldn't even have to walk outside. You just walk down the hall and go right to bed.
Talk a little bit about the daytime session, though. I know you've got a bunch of different things going on from the weather outlook, market perspectives. I think we went through a lot of that. Also, ethanol, that's a big deal. Now, are these on all kind of going on at the same time, or are they spread out? How is that working?
Yeah, so they're kind of spread out throughout the day. We'll have Mike Pearson as kind of the MC for the overall event, and he'll kind of kick things off at 10 o'clock in the morning. And then the first session that'll be up right after that is Ted Seyfried talking about markets. And then Mike will also join in on that. And then after that, we have Eric Snodgrass will be joining us for a weather session. And then, of course, like I mentioned, there will be a lunch. And then in the afternoon is Matt Roberts, and he'll be talking about the electrons versus the ethanol.
Okay, I'm looking at this. Obviously, I know ethanol. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on in conjunction with electrons. Is this something the normal person would want to check out, or would you really have to be kind of an ethanol and science nerd to want to go to that?
No, I think just the average person would definitely want to check it out. I know electric vehicles are a really big hot topic, especially on both the East and West Coast these days. So I think this will kind of be a presentation that overviews, you know, some people say that electric vehicles are good, but here's ethanol. It's homegrown here in our state and what it can do as well.
Yeah, I've heard that conversation come up at some other meetings too, and it's electric vehicles, I suppose, have their place, but I don't know if we wanted to get too crazy because then it would hurt the corn farmer, I would guess.
Exactly.
All right, very good. Well, anything else we should know? We got about 2 minutes left here, Julia. Is there anything as far as the event goes or anything else that South Dakota Corn's got coming up?
Yeah, we have this. Of course, this is our big fundraiser for the day, and I didn't mention yet, but there will be a silent auction included with that. So you do not have to be present to bid. I will be dropping the link to the silent auction on our event page on our website when that becomes available. And then we have some really awesome packages in there for some things in the Twin Cities, some things around Sioux Falls, some things out in the Black Hills. So there's a bunch of different vacation-type packages, some Sweet. Minnesota Vikings signed items if you're interested in that. So all of that benefits our corn pack.
As long as it's not a Mike Zimmer coach's autograph, I think we'll be fine.
No, it's definitely not that. That name does not ring a bell.
It's the coach that I think is probably going to be out of a job after next week. But that's, I digress. When do you think the silent auction stuff will be up so folks can start looking at this? Because I'm assuming it'll be up before the actual date of the 22nd.
I would ideally like to have it up at least by that Wednesday, so by the 19th. That way people can have a chance to peruse it. And I don't think I'm going to open it until the day of.
Okay, very good. So is it sd.corn? Is that the information site people need to go to?
Yeah, so our website is sdcorn.org. And then to get right to the event, it's just sdcorn.org/event.
All right, very good. Registration again, what's the date?
Yep, we'd like to have everyone registered by the 14th, so just over a week from this Friday.
Very good. Julia Fulton, thank you so much. I hope you have a great show, and we'll talk again soon.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you. Again, it is the 32nd annual South Dakota Corn Conference coming up. I had all those twos in my head, January 22nd, 22.